Every once in a while, something happens to remind me again just how French my wife is. Not long ago, we rented Danton, André Vida's movie about France at the height of the Reign of Terror when the revolution was devouring its children. We were eyeball deep in carnage when I said, you know, Mirabeau was probably right. The French should have gone with a constitutional monarchy. At which point she turned on me and snapped, Mirabeau was a royalist insect. It goes to show that the very French are different from you and me, particularly when the talk turns to politics. It's hard to imagine a contemporary American getting that worked up over George III. But then, the American Revolution was basically an administrative readjustment, whereas the French Revolution was a violent overthrow of the social order. In the words of a contemporary song, it was the world turned upside down. It was also the word turned upside down, as the historian François Furet has observed. As he put it, it was a time when all power resided in the word. In particular, the revolutionaries tried to remake the French language into a fit instrument for the new order. They abolished all titles and called one another citizen, the way the Soviets would use comrade 125 years later. They eliminated the formal pronoun vous in favor of the egalitarian tu. As in America, the revolutionaries changed the names of places associated with the old order. The square of Louis XV in Paris became the square of the revolution. That's where they set up Dr. Guillotin's new machine, as it was called, which soon earned the nicknames of the shortener and the national razor. The mania for revolutionary renaming affected the names of clothes and food. Fashionable hostesses served chicken a la Bastille and quail in national convention sauce. Even the names of playing cards were purified. The king became a revolutionary general. The queen became Lady Liberty. Time itself was relabeled and restarted. France abandoned the Gregorian calendar, which was associated with the church. The year one of the revolutionary calendar began on the date of the adoption of the Constitution in 1792. It was all part of an attempt to create what one revolutionary called an empire of images, as if the revolution could sweep away the old orders of Christianity and feudalism in a vast linguistic purge. Most of the new words didn't outlive the revolutionary period, nor, for that matter, did most of the revolutionaries who coined them. Napoleon abandoned the revolutionary calendar in 1806 when he signed a concord with the Pope. While he was at it, he rebaptized the square of the revolution as the Square of the Concord, or the Place de la Concorde, which it remains to this day. And yet, the memory of the great renaming had an enduring effect on French political consciousness. Once you've cut the bond between names and things, you've lost linguistic innocence. From that moment, the social order lives under a blade that could drop again at any instant. François Furet has claimed that the linguistic experience of the revolution was the source of the characteristic French penchant for seeing politics as a kind of theater, and the reason that the French aligned themselves at the political extremes. Lately, however, the French have been in an uproar over Furet's new book, Republic of the Center. He notes that the communists are in a shambles and that the extreme right has lost ground, and he claims that French politics have come to rest permanently in the center. According to Furet, France is now a stable, practical republic, like its allies, and the language of French politics has lost its theatrical dimension. In his most controversial phrase, he says that now, finally, after 200 years, the French Revolution is over. Well, maybe at his house.